Let's look at Proverbs chapter 14 tonight. And I'm going to bring you just a little short message. Then we're going to have a meeting, a Bible school, bus workers meeting tonight. Proverbs chapter 14. And I want to talk about us getting our heart, mind right with God. Proverbs 14 and verse number 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. Look at the next verse. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Bible talks over and over and over about the fear of the Lord and being right with the Lord. And tonight, I want to talk about what happens when right with the Lord and how we should get right with the Lord. So the title of the message tonight is Being Right with the Lord. How do you get right with the Lord? That's a common term we hear a lot today among preachers. People say, well, just get right with God. Some people may not even know what that means. If you're a Christian here tonight, you do know what it means. And I want to give you a few things that we want us to do tonight. This is for our church, Shining Light Baptist Church. We appreciate you people listening online. And I know this gets posted, whatever it is, put on somewhere, because it goes all over the world. But this is for you tonight. So you get it firsthand, they get it secondhand. How about that? That's what you get for being here this evening. And I want to say that there's three things, quickly, maybe four, that I want to say that we need to get right. First of all, I want to say you need to get your head right. You need to get your head right. A lot of people just don't think right. They think backwards. The way you know you're not right with God is because you start thinking and talking opposite from the way the Bible says for you to think and talk. The way you know something's wrong is God said go one way and then it goes the other way. If something goes the other way, then of course it's wrong. Of course it's wrong. Now if you if the Lord said, children, obey your parents, and you say, I don't care what you say, then of course you're wrong. If God says, wives, reverence your husband, submit to your husband, you say, I don't care what he does, then you're wrong. If the Bible says, husbands, love your wives, like Christ loved church, you say, I don't care what it says, I'll do what I want, then we're wrong, right? So, the way to get your head right is to do the right thing. Need to get our heads right. Whether anybody else does or not, you make sure your head is right. Don't say, well, I ain't going to get right if my friends don't get right. You get right whether they do or not. You get right whether your brother does or not. You get right whether your kids do or not. You get right whether your husband does or not. You get right. Well, I'm not going to sit around and wait on everybody else to get right. I don't want to whip in that bad. I'm going to get right with God. I want my head to be right. You ever read these stories about what they call these dumb crooks? And these dumb crooks. It's hard to believe people be that dumb. They stopped this woman, and they said, get out here. They said, now you walk this straight line. You know how you have to walk a straight line to see if you've been drinking? And she got out there and went like that, and she said, officer, this is harder for me. I've been drinking, you know. That's the kind of mentality. Of course, if you're dumb enough to get out and drink, I guess you're dumb enough to think something like that. The Bible says you are. The Bible says you're dumb if you drink. Did you hear me? Bible says you're dumb as you drink. Lying is a mocker, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. That's a nice way of saying you are not very smart if you drink alcohol. You need to get your head right, buddy. You need to get your head right. I heard about this guy, only 20 years old, and he robbed a store, and he couldn't get out, and locked himself in the convenience store, and called the police, 911, to come and get him out. Yep, okay. His head is messed up. I'm telling you, I've seen some dumb things on it. You know whose head's not right? It's you men who lay in bed every Sunday morning, and your wife's up getting everybody ready and getting everybody up. Honey, it's almost time to go. She she comes back in there 15 minutes later. Honey, it's time to go. You're the one that your head's not right. You need to jump out of the bed and, brother, say, glory to God, it's Sunday. I'm glad I get to go to church. I'm glad I get to honor God and listen to the Word of God preach. And, brother, get your head right. Amen. Get your head right. Get your head right. Get your head right. Think right. The only way you can think right is line up with the Word of God. Line up. You know, I've been up in West Virginia this week, and just an amazing time, I'm telling you. Kelly had never been to where my family lives. She has been to West Virginia, but she had never been to where they live in the real, real mountainous part. And we went up there, and my cousin Donnie, he said, I'm going to take you a ride in a Jeep. And Lord, I'm telling you what, Lord have mercy. I mean, we got heels, and I ain't scared of him. But I mean, we was up and down, and up and down. Miles and miles and miles of little bitty dirt trails and scary stuff and big old rocks. And you know, I've been in a lot of roads where you cross the creek. You didn't cross the creek. The creek was the road. The creek was the road. That people live up there. And you're just driving down the creek, just like you got good sense, and the water's about that deep, and just flat. And they got a saying up there. And they got a saying when somebody gets out of church and they get back in church, they say he got lined out. Have you ever heard that expression, he got lined out? We would say you rededicate your life, they say he got lined out. And what they mean is like you line the front end of a car. Get it straight. Line it up. Now, you know what everybody in here needs to do tonight? We need to get our head straight with that book right there. Lined out, brother. Get lined up straight. You can look back here and say, well, I think that looks pretty straight. But you can't know for sure till you stretch that line out there. Or go with that yardstick or that thing you stretch out there and do it like that. Chalk line. Get lined out. Get lined out. I said get your head lined out. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to get our head lined out. I want to get our head right. Then I want to say, second tonight, you need to get your heart right. We need to get our heart right. That's right. You can look all right on the outside. You can be all dressed up, look neat for church, have your Bible under your arm, and walk in here tonight and act like everything's all right. And your heart be wicked, and your heart be rebellious, and your heart be black as soot, and your heart be full of the devil. Listen, brother, it's all right. We need to get our walk right, but our heart needs to be right. Amen? Pride. There's so much pride in our churches tonight that it's a wonder God can do anything. You know what pride is? Unnecessarily thinking good of yourself, thinking you're better than other people, thinking, seeing somebody do something and say, I could do that better than they could. I'm smarter than they are. That Bible said pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Jealousy. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. You know what a real revival will do? You know what a real move of God will do? It'll get your heart right. If my heart is right, you don't have to worry about my pocketbook. If my heart is right, you know, a lot of people say, well, I made my kid dress right, and I made my kid, and I checked their glove compartment to make sure they don't have wicked CDs. And I put a tracker on my wife's car to make sure she wasn't cheating on me. Listen, brother, that you probably have to do that now. It's full of the devil. But I'm telling you one thing. If your heart gets right, you don't have to worry about it. If your heart's right, you'll do right. If your heart's right, you'll walk right. If your heart's right, you'll pay your tithe. You'll be faithful to church. You'll honor God. Get your heart right with God tonight. Amen? That's right. If your heart's right, you'll be willing to do something for God. If your heart's right, you'll be willing to work. Number three, get your habits right. Number three, get your habits right. Now, you know what? Your habits is something that you do on a clean up your lifestyle. Don't get in a habit. You know, if you get in a habit of watching movies, you'll just be addicted. Movies, 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 movies. I know people say, we're going to watch a movie, going to watch a movie. I'm not saying that all movies are wrong. I'm not. You know what's right and what's wrong. You ain't stupid. You know good and well something wrong for you to look at when it ain't. Ain't no debating that. But I am saying this. Get your habits right. Get your habits right. Get your habits right. I want to know tonight, if we took everybody in this church tonight and said, which have you spent more time on? Your computer, phone, or iPad, or whatever you use, or your Bible? You want to see some people getting embarrassed? If we took everybody in here, let's add up 2 hours a day since last, that's 12 hours. You read the Bible 12 hours? I guarantee you there ain't nobody in here read the Bible 12 hours this week. You said, have you, Brother Danny? No, but I sure ain't looked at no computer. 10 minutes. I have read my Bible every day this week. I'm not going to get up here and preach something to you that I don't try to practice myself. We need to get our habits right. And you, first thing you do in the morning, turn that thing on. Last thing you do at night, turn that thing on. And then you wonder why God don't bless you. You wonder why your life's all messed up. You wonder why you can't feel God's blessing. You wonder why your prayers ain't answered. You wonder why, because your habits need to get right. Now you just might as well say amen tonight. You just might as well say, because you know it's the truth. And I'm, same thing TV. It don't have to be a computer. It can be a television. It can be click, 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 2 and 3 hours a night, 2 and 3 hours in the morning. It can be the cell phone. Text, 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 hours and hours every day. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we need to get our habits right. Amen. We need to get our habits right. It's a shame and a disgrace that three preachers have to get up and beg and plead and worry over him. Listen, people, there's enough people in this church, if everybody's heart and habits and everything was right, I would never have to beg for help on anything. All the bills would be paid, all the buses would be running, everything would be moving, and you know why? I'm going to tell you why tonight. You're going to sit there and you're looking at your God-given eyeballs, and I'm going to tell you what's wrong with our church or any other church. You listening? It's you people that are able and are talented and have the means to do it won't, and the people that want to do it can't. I ain't got a car, ain't got enough sense, or ain't got enough, and God's blessed some of you with car and money, and you won't. That, you might not like that, but it sure did feel good to say it. You know why I said it? Because that's what the Lord put on my heart. Amen. You say, well, Brother Danny, what do you need? That Lord have mercy. Look around. We need somebody to come out here and cut all them weeds around the church. Well, just come on your own. Come out here and clean this carpet. All right, brother, come out here and do something. Just get to work. Let's get to work. You say, I want to do something for Bible school. I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, I by the grace of God, you hear me? I started out by myself. I may finish by myself. I don't know. But I know one thing. I started out with the Lord, and I'll finish with the Lord. He ain't going to leave me. He ain't going to forsake me. Every one of you might get mad. But listen, I know people say, well, so-and-so give up, and so-and-so quit, and so-and-so backslidden. Back. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep right on doing what I've always done. That's all I know to do. If I fail, I'm going to get up and try it again. If you fail, I'm going to keep on going. Brother, if you hate my guts, we're going to go on anyway. I'm telling you tonight, we got to get our habits right. Listen to me. If everybody in this church, somebody said, well, see there, those young people stay fired up for a week or two, and then they're backslid. So all that thing for count. Well, first of all, that's not true. Second, it ain't no different than you. And third, if they all do get backslid, we'll go to camp again next year. You know why? Because it's right. Amen? It's right. I'm not looking for an excuse to quit like some people. Amen? Hey! Some of y'all are sitting there like you're scared of what I'm going to say. There's no way you can know because I don't know. But I feel it preach coming on. I feel it coming on right now. And I'm telling you tonight, hey, I hope get right with God and do good. But if every one of you got drunk this week and got arrested for selling crystal meth, by the grace of God, I'll be back here next Sunday still plowing, still preaching. I'm telling you, get our habits right. Shouldn't have to beg you to help a Bible school. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with y'all? Lord have mercy. Amen. Listen, if I have to do them buses up myself, and I have been some, we're going to keep them buses rolling if we can by the grace of God. I think it's a shame some of y'all sitting here hid. You're hid. You say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I like to do this on Saturday. I'm not going to do it. I like to do this on Saturday. I'm not going to do it. He'll get some of these other crazy people, not me. He ain't getting me into that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. God's blessed you. God's been good to you. God's give you a nice house, nice car, money in your pocket, and you don't want to give Him anything except come in and get a blessing once in a while and get fat spiritually to match your other. You'll never get much of anything done until you go ahead and do it before you're ready. The man who brags about what he's going to do tomorrow probably did the same thing yesterday. It's easy to get people to agree to do better tomorrow than it is to do something today. You know what the future is? The future is when you're going to be wishing you'd have done all them things that you're not doing right now. The lazier a person is, the more they're going to do tomorrow. One more time. The lazier a person is, the more they're going to do tomorrow. I understand. I ain't stupid. I know we have to work. I understand that. I ain't trying to put unnecessary guilt on you. God's dealing with your heart. Don't get mad at me. It's Him doing it. Amen? We should have plenty of help. Really, people, do you honestly think that it's right if I'm trying to move this piano? Let me see if I can move it. I believe I can. If I'm trying to lift this piano, that thing is heavy, man. Now, if I was going to try to move this piano from here over yonder, do you honestly think that it's right for y'all to just sit there and watch me do that by myself? And say, well, I work all week. Sunday's my day of rest. Really? Now, if you got a bad back and can't walk, then that's okay. Here's my philosophy. If you can't, you can't. If you can, you should. Right? Is that fair enough? Can anybody disagree with that? Anybody disagree with that? If you can't, you can't. God don't expect you to do what you can't. But I tell you one thing, God wants you to do what you can. God wants you to do what you can. I never forget hearing Brother Ed McAbee. He said years ago, he said, the world's like a big old house on fire, and we each got a bucket of water. And he said, when the Lord comes back, my bucket's going to be empty. The house might burn, but I ain't going to be caught with a full bucket of water. I'm going to throw mine on the fire, brother, and try to put it out. All right? Get our habits right. You know what a habit is? Anything you do for a month, 30 days, you get up and start reading your Bible tomorrow morning. Read your Bible. First thing, before you eat. It's amazing how you get in a habit of eating, ain't you? You do good at that. It's amazing. And you read your Bible in the morning, do it 30 days, and you'll keep on doing it. Pray every morning. Witness somebody. Listen, coming out here, we visited yesterday. And I was tired. I ain't whining, but I got to bed at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. And I was here at 9:30 for bus meeting. Boy, we had it at 9:35. We had a good turnout. My deacons back there went, and some of us went. We had a good day of visitation. And Kim and her kids come and everything. It would really make me feel guilty if I had money in the bank and nice cars and that girl right there taking these kids out here don't have gas money half the time and out here trying to get people to God and me doing nothing. I'd feel bad. I'd feel bad if I was in your shoes. You say, well, Brother Danny, who are you talking to? You! I ain't preaching to them people that ain't here. We need to get our habits right. We need to get our habits right. I pray in, Lord, raise us up a blood wall.
kids, our church. You know the devil hates us. You know the only thing protecting us is the grace of God. You know these people out there right now. You know they found that some guy was in ICs in Morganton. Did you see that on the news? On the news, got some more over here in town. Our bus workers might have been at that house. I hope we have. Maybe we're a witness to him. I don't know. I hope we have. But you know something? They found if there's one, there's more. That means there are people in this town tonight that would blow this church up. They thought they could do it and get away with it. They'd kill me tonight. They thought, listen, we're in a war. Who will fight? Who will be on the Lord's side? Who will say, count me in, preacher? I'm enlisting tonight. I'm going to fight in the battle. This ain't for the squeamish, buddy. Let's pray that God will put up a wall around our kids. I thought about our little kids coming to Bible school. Bless their little hearts. I know sometimes you want to snatch a knot on their head. I know sometimes you want to jerk a knot on their head or whatever you're supposed to say that. I know sometimes they can get on your last nerve. But the truth is, we need to build a wall, a blood wall, around our kids. I was praying this seed and that come on my heart just as plain as day. Just build up a blood wall. The blood of Jesus. The devil would make homosexuals out of every one of them if he could. The devil would get them every one on drugs. He'd ruin our little girls. Listen, there's places up there in these big cities where they take these young girls and sell them like cattle and make merchandise of them. And the devil, brother, is doing everything he can while we sit at ease in Zion. Say, bless me if you can, Pastor. See what you can do for me tonight. Need to raise up a blood. I heard about a woman, man, going down in Florida years ago when they had these old cheap motels. Remember a long time ago, the old cheap motels, you get one about $10 a night. People just go spend the night and get up and travel on. And they went to Florida and they was about half crazy. They had a little kid about three years old. They got to the room and they was drinking and everything. The kid kept crying. They said, shut up. And finally, the woman grabbed that kid and put it in that closet and slammed that door. And said, you stay in there all night. And it screamed and hollered. Finally, it got quiet. And they slept and got drunk and passed out. And the next morning, she woke up and wondered how she come. She couldn't hear it crying. Cried all night. She walks over like this, opens that door, and there lays that child laying in that floor dead. And there's a 6-foot rattlesnake laying around it like that, right there around that kid. You know what? You say anybody do that ought to be put in jail. And I agree with you. That's true. They should be put in jail. How much different are we when we just let them do anything they want, go anywhere they want? Listen, that cell phone's more dangerous than a 6-foot rattlesnake if it's got the internet on it. They got something more dangerous. They got the whole world right there in their hands. We need to raise up a wall of blood and get our habits right. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Never head bowed, never eye closed. Father, I pray right now, in Jesus' name, that you'd speak to our hearts. Oh God, I ask in Jesus' name, speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. I pray you'd help me get my heart right with you, my head right with you, my habits right with you. Lord, help me to help my heart be right, my head be right, and my habits be right. God, forgive me where I've done wrong. Forgive me. Wash me in the blood. Lord, I'm a sinner saved by your grace. Hallelujah. Wash me in the blood. Help every person here tonight. Help us get our hearts right. Now, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Join me right here on this altar tonight. Let's get in here and say, preacher, I want to get my heart right, my head right, my habits right. And I'm going to get up and come. Come on right now. Come on. Meet me right here at this altar.